I hear people talk about good cups of coffee and bad cups of coffee. Usually when you spend more money on anything, the quality is better. In coffee's case, quality starts before you add the cream and sugar, and even before the roasting process. It starts in countries like Honduras, in the soil where the coffee plant produces beans, how much water was available, elevation, and when it was harvested. In order to get the best labels, it has to be tested by someone like Lennon Diaz.
My job is to find the defects, find the quality, and classify it according to the region.
Yes, he has what some of you may consider the best job in the world. His job is to make coffee and test it, but we'll get back to that later on. Once the harvested coffee makes it to farmer cooperations like COMSA and Marcala, Honduras, the processing begins. As soon as the bright red coffee beans are brought to the co-op by farmers, the beans are dumped into a massive depulping machine and then moved to large containers to be fermented for about 2 days. After fermenting, the beans are dried and then sent through a series of selective machines. Rocks and sticks are removed, a thin layer is stripped from the bean that would affect the taste later on. Then the beans are separated according to size and color. Now back to Lennon Diaz and the best job in the world. Diaz was a coffee producer, and he came from what he calls a coffee family. So in other words, not just anyone can get this job.
The secret is to practice every day and living in the coffee world.
The laboratory Diaz works in has a big window that overlooks lush green hills. It has a small kitchen with tools and supplies, along with a long table with close to 40 cups, all with ground coffee grown by different farmers in the area of Marcala. These farmers are trying to get their coffee labeled with the highest quality so they can get a better price, and Diaz is the gatekeeper.
With the smell test, they can find the flavor, like chocolate, fruit, caramel.
After smelling the ground coffee beans, Diaz puts 90-degree water in the cups and does the smell test again.
I test the coffee without the foam because it contains parts of the coffee bean skin that made it through the process. That skin puts off a bitter taste.
Yeah, I did not know what was going on either. That's Diaz sipping coffee from a spoon for a taste test. I tried to understand why the noise was necessary, something about the air and the way the coffee enters his mouth. I don't know, but I trust him and his coffee testing expertise.
These ones are of superior quality. Fruity, with a creamy body.
Diaz gives a score out of 100 for each batch of coffee based on aroma, flavor, acidity, body, uniformity, clean cup, and overall. He says this is an international standard, so buyers from around the world know exactly what they're getting. As a producer and the gatekeeper to coffee success, Diaz knows that every detail matters in coffee's journey to export markets. Diaz says some people in Honduras are starting to roast coffee more often, but the companies that buy the coffee beans usually have their own roasting process, like Cafe Ibis here in Logan, Utah. Cafe Ibis buys coffee beans from the COMSA co-op I happened to visit in Honduras. Now, just to be clear, Cafe Ibis is a supporter of Utah Public Radio, and we often give away their coffee during our pledge drive. I actually didn't know about this Utah connection to the Honduran coffee industry before I booked the trip. I wanted to find a Utah connection for my stories, so I Googled Utah coffee companies that sell Honduran coffee, and boom, Cafe Ibis.
Brandon Despain, I am the director of coffee.
Yes, the director of coffee for Cafe Ibis. Despain says most of his effort goes to the people on the other side of the economic spectrum, the co-ops and the growers.
We've started taking it further by trying to develop personal relationships with co-ops, the folks on the ground, which has been, you know, that's been a few years in the making, and it's going to be a few years more before I feel like we've got our entire supply chain down to where we want it to be.
Labels used by Cafe Ibis like organic, fair trade, and bird friendly help consumers know they are buying a product where the people and the land were treated fairly.
I have this really strong belief that if you don't start forming personal connections and actually talking to the folks back at origin, then those tools are just unused and almost useless. This isn't just charity. I mean, this is economic empowerment, and that's the only way that you're ever going to actually produce lasting change.
lasting change for people like Joselina Manuelis, known by the locals of Marcala as Doña Linda. Doña Linda is on the administration council of COMSA. She leads several women's organizations like the Women's Kitchen, Peace in Chain, and a women's motivation group. She even started using 20% of her harvest for her own coffee brand. Doña Linda didn't inherit any of what she has today. In fact, she started without any land of her own and was working in the fields harvesting coffee for other people. Now, Doña Linda reaches out to other women in her community.
I look for women that are willing to work and have self-confidence. If they don't have that, I try to wake it up inside them and explain to them that they're important in their family. When a woman doesn't have self-confidence, she's shy. Now, a woman who has confidence is energetic and more willing to learn.
In many countries throughout the world, it can be difficult for women to become business owners. And Doña Linda says Honduras is no exception. This was her response when asked about tension in the home when a woman wants to start her own business.
Depends. In Honduras, there's the machismo aspect that can create conflict. When I do trainings, I don't just focus on women. I help the whole family understand that it is for everybody. It's not only a question of producing, but also selling.
Doña Linda says machismo doesn't exist at COMSA anymore. The people are becoming better farmers and business owners, and their lives are slowly improving, making lasting changes for future generations. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Bronson Tykert.